Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Doug Stephan Dudley to my friends and family, F&F, friends and family. It could be PH and PH, right? Friends and family. Did you ever spell friends? PHRIENDS?
Not friends. My rap career ended a few years ago. Booyah.
Hi, Jennifer Horn, Roberto Fasanelli here with me on Good Day, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. This is the anniversary of the crew of Apollo 11. This would be a great quickie quiz. Who were the three members of the Apollo 11 crew? Is this too old because it happened in 1969? Think anybody remembers these guys? They're all household names, wouldn't you think? If we're doing a good job teaching people, yeah, but in school, this should be something that is a historical fact, should be part of how we're educating our youngsters. We do such a great job with all those great programs, No Child Left Behind. All children will be left behind.
which is actually getting changed right
yes,
now.
Yes, today.
As we speak.
Yes. Well, I don't think they're there yet. Do you think they're in their offices? What time do you think senators and congressmen show up in their offices?
I think they come in.
Oh, this is good.
What are they doing with No Child Left Behind?
They're changing it to give more power back to the states.
I'd imagine that they come in early so that they can take a 3-martini lunch, right?
Really?
And then leave early.
You know, I will say when they are in office, they are there
all day, every day.
Uh-huh. They are there from 7 in the morning till 8 or 10 at night.
Making those deals.
And then they're out on Friday, man.
Gonzo.
Gone.
All right, so anyway, the crew of Apollo 11 was Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, known as Buzz, and Michael Collins. They left Cape Kennedy, first manned mission to go to the surface of the moon. This date, 1969. What are we celebrating today from that same era, or not era, but the same ilk? The pictures coming back from Pluto that are nothing short of amazing. And if you don't think the money that is spent on this program is worthwhile, take a look at these pictures and understand what we now know more about not only Pluto, but our solar system, how things work. That's the benefit of this. Plus, if nothing else, the national pride that comes from us being able to put together the brain power to figure out how to shoot that thing off 9.5 years ago, to predict that on July 14th, 2015, at 7:49 in the morning, this thing is going to start its orbit around Pluto, taking pictures, and to have that come out to the second is an amazing feat that we do not give ourselves enough credit for.
You know,
I haven't heard anyway. What?
Where's it at now? Is it just going to keep going?
Yes.
Pluto?
Yes. Yes. Just gone.
Yep. So it's just
keep going.
Yeah, got a mission.
At what point do we lose contact? Have we already lost contact with
it? No.
Like, how far can this thing go all the way to the edge of our solar system?
It already is at the edge of our solar system. It's there by definition. Pluto, there are a couple of more planets a little further.
The edge of the solar system,
Well, there's a couple of more bits of space trash.
So what happens then?
They guesstimate that it will keep going for about another 15 years.
At what point do we lose contact with it, and at what point does it hit the end of our solar system and go into another one?
I guess when it does, right?
Yeah, I don't know how you would put a... Well, somebody's probably figured that out, though, Richie. And that's a very interesting...
Let's stop on that for a second. I want to go to the next solar system.
Understanding
the data from it.
Where the next solar system is. You understand how complicated the system is? Your brain blows up when you think about how complex the system of organized planetary is, and to think about a power that is far greater than ours that has sort of figured this out, something we'll never be able to understand. But Richie brings up such a great point. How many stars there are like our sun in the galaxy known as the Milky Way, which is one of the smaller galaxies, and yet it has millions of suns. And there are millions of these galaxies going beyond what you could ever possibly comprehend in terms of, you know, how many planets to the nth degree are there out there. It just is amazing for you to let your mind go, and it's a good exercise at this point when you see something like this New Horizons that's gone out there, and what it can bring back to show us about how infinitesimal we are as a planet, as a species. Yet we think everything about us is so important, and it's not. It really isn't. Yet we mire ourselves, the muck and mire of where we are today on the planet. Think about what is going on, what the possibilities are of what's way out there. That's what Richie is basically saying. In the next solar system, where is it? Is it like parked? Is it like when you double park on Rodeo Drive? Is that the next closer right next to us? No, it's not. But if it were, we would collide because the gravitational forces that exist would be more than... That's what I'm saying. The order of things is so fundamentally amazing that we don't all bump into each other. I mean, that's part of the... If you look at the Milky Way and see the complexity of the solar systems, how is it that we don't all just crash into each other? How's that happen? We're going through space. We don't even understand where we are in terms of where we are. Where are we? We know we're sitting on a planet that's going around a sun, but where is that sun headed, and where are the other planets? Wow. We're moving through space in so many different directions. It's what'd you start to say?
Well, it looks like this thing's got enough nuclear power on it. Most of these things go by solar power.
Yeah.
But because there's not much sunlight out near Pluto,
no,
it's nuclear powered.
Right.
And it's got enough power to take it well into the 2020s.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, Richie? It's going to come back to Earth and land in Iran. And they're going to use what's left of it to make a nuclear bomb. Right.
They are now deciding what its next flyby targets will be. So this thing will still be able to send pictures.
Yeah.
And it looks like for a good couple of years.
Yeah. All right. 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. How's your heart health? Do you know the facts and stats on operating your heart? We're going to find out from heart cardiologist. Dr. Ken Kronos, who's a cardiologist specializing in your heart, is going to have a medical update for us, plus a story about nitric oxide and why you need it for heart health. Up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes, one of the hardest to find Harleys. In 1977, the production numbers of 299 units alone made the bike unique. This motorcycle seriously flew the red flag on the gas tank. Today on American Biker Minutes.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great looking movie. # sexy robot. Bumming!
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM can remember the uproar in the late 70s over the introduction of Harley's most controversial motorcycle ever, the Confederate. The 997cc model sold with an MSRP of $3,127, a 7-banger, which if perfect, brings 20 large. Owing to Southern Rock, the Confederate flag on the gas tank was less of an impediment to sales than outright poor quality and construction from bowling ball manufacturer AMF. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Work-life balance remains elusive for many professionals today. How can you get a little more downtime even when you're super busy?
Look in your pockets. This tip comes from Jacqueline Smith with Forbes. We all have little pockets of personal time throughout the day.
Make the most of them to avoid burnout and enjoy the moments of your life.
For example, you can daydream on your commute to and from work. Give your mind a little break by letting it wander where it wants.
When the weather's nice, why not take 5 minutes between projects to get out of the building and go for a walk?
Focus on nature's beauty. Take in the sights, the sounds, and the smells.
So pick your own pockets for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Man.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your music choices speak volumes about your personality? Here's what your musical tastes say about you and, of course, the social science of it. Is country music your favorite? Well, you're athletic and reliable. Are you into rock? You're social but easily stressed. Is pop your thing? Well, you're friendly but sometimes have difficulty getting your point across. Are you a classical music lover? You're reflective and complex with a gift for language. Finally, jazz. You got it all. You're outgoing, social. You're easy to talk to. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, humans use all sorts of Facebook-esque things, you know, like music, movies, and books, to help us predict another's personality. But get this, these superficial things cannot predict emotional stability. That you gotta find out the hard way. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Now time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to join us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an update on some of the important medical discoveries and information that's published in the journals this week, starting with an overview of secondhand smoke yet again. Now this, it would seem, Ken, that we already know everything there is to know, but we apparently don't.
Well, I wouldn't be talking about it if we did. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine just this week, Doug. Each year, nearly 800,000 Americans suffer a stroke. Stroke causes one of every 19 deaths in America, and it's the leading cause of disability in America. The news this week is that exposure to secondhand smoke may increase non-smokers' risk of stroke by nearly one-third, so we're talking about the odds of a brain attack being boosted by 30%.
Wow. That's amazing. Why in the world is this illegal? Why? How is this legal? How is smoking legal when the impact is so great, not only on the people that smoke, but on the people that are around smokers?
Woof. Exactly.
All right. Antidepressants and painkillers, not necessarily a good combo, right?
Well, more bad news this week for those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, such as Advil and Motrin. Taking these painkillers together with antidepressant drugs, Doug, increases the risk of bleeding into the skull. Both of the drugs interfere with the production of platelets and complicates the body's ability to stop bleeding.
All right, what do you make of a story that I saw about Tylenol and those sorts of things, the fever reducers? The treatise that I read, Ken, suggests that we need not kill the fever because that's the body is trying to get rid of something, and the warmer the body is, the easier it gets rid of it. But we take painkillers or fever reducers, and that slows down the getting rid of whatever the problem is.
Well, there is some to that. The fever is a response to inflammation, which fights the problem, but it's hard to be comfortable, and a lot of that is just to make it bearable as you fight the infection.
Mm-hmm.
So you do want to lower the temperature so it's livable.
Got it. All right, let's talk about July being Heart Health Month. You're a cardiologist here on Good Day. You know the facts. You know how nitric oxide levels as we get older are dropping. American Heart Association says that you need to have an enhancement, and that comes in the form of nitric oxide, and man, we got a delivery system for that. Take the challenge. You order a regular order of Superbeats. They'll send you Neo 40, which is a product that helps you get charged up faster. Also send you a free book about Beats, saliva testing strip so you know what the status is in your body. Free shipping. Mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-655-4183. The Heart Health Challenge during the month of July. Important stuff for all of you and your family. 800-655-4183.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And all I really know is here you come again.
Ah.
Here I go.
Hi, Dolly. I love you.
Dolly Parton, everybody's favorite. Different reasons. NBC has cast Olivia Lind as a young Dolly Parton in the TV movie Coat of Many Colors. This is Ms. Lind playing Faith Newman on The Young and the Restless. That's who we're identifying her. She's from The Young and the Restless. 9-year-old Dolly Parton in the movie, which has not yet received a premiere date. The movie is based on Parton's life story. Will take viewers inside her family as they struggle to overcome devastating tragedy, discover the healing power of love and faith. And this is, you know, pretty much the Dolly that is around today. The movie is billed as a family-oriented, faith-based story about the incidents in Parton's life around the time she was 9 years old. So apparently she's put this story together herself, and that's why she wants to tell that she's supervising the production of it. So that'd be interesting to look forward to.
Yeah, she's a cute kid.
Yeah, she looks like she might be a cute kid. Here's somebody who's not cute.
Go,
at all.
Everybody loves Biddy.
Rapper 50 Cent, also known as Curtis Jackson, filed for Chapter 11 yesterday. Kenny has an interesting philosophy or story behind this. Apparently, a judge ordered him last week to pay $5 million to Livonia Lewiston, the mother.
Yeah, no, this is no stretch. He lost a lawsuit about a sex tape.
Really?
And so what are the chances as soon as he lost that and had to pay up all this money that he filed for bankruptcy, giving her a gigantic, it's your birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Hey, Jody, not your birthday. It's your birthday.
All right, so apparently he has assets of $10 million and debts of $50
million.
So the Wall Street Journal says, anyway, he's been somebody that has quite flaunted his wealth, though. So this may be a hard sell for him. There's got to be some smart lawyer who's going to dig around in these numbers and find things are happening in his crib that he doesn't want people to know about.
His crib.
I just used the word crib.
Yeah.
Say it again, Dougie. Say it
crib.
Again.
In his crib.
Stop on by my crib, yo.
Right.
Yeah.
He got street cred on the crib.
His crib was outfitted with cameras, yo.
And that's what the suit was all about, right?
That sure was. Yeah.
All right.
You got to make sure you're telling me you're rolling before you're rolling.
If you can keep them rolling, rolling, rolling. All right, listen to this.
Sing along if you know the ones.
Sing along if you know the ones.
Wow. It'd be nice if we actually had a recording of this group. Maybe that speaks to their popularity. This is a boy band called Rewind from England. And it appears that the only reason that people know who they are is because one of the singers for the group collapsed on a flight. It's really pretty stupid.
Why, you ask? Well, he was warm.
Yeah.
And why was he warm, Dougie?
He was told that he had to, he had his bag was too full. So you know how these morons at the airport, they're going to take some clothes out or, you know, ship the bag.
Every time they open their bags and like switching clothes around on the bags to get the weight limit.
So he puts on 12 layers of clothing and gets on the plane.
It's creative. I'll give him that.
Right. Six t-shirts, three pairs of jeans, two pairs of jogging bottoms, two jackets, two hats, because he didn't want to pay $70 in fees in a flight to Glasgow. So he fell over of exhaustion, heat exhaustion, because he had all his clothing on. They had to give him oxygen. I mean, what kind of a stunt is this? The story is that Doug Steffen, by the way. Doug
they
Steffen
were actually singing on the airplane before he passed out. I have the audio here.
That's it. 28 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Heart of the matter, if you will, 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasinelli and Jennifer Horn here at my side, so to speak, virtual side. Rich McFadden in Washington, Kenny Kessler in San Diego. Things that are trending at DougSteffen.com today focus on the health and well-being of former President George H.W. Bush in stable condition after he fell down yesterday, broke a bone in his neck. Left to wear a collar for a while. He's going to stay in for observation for a couple of days, but he is A-OK. 91 years old.
I really like him. And he seems like he's had a lot of injuries lately, but he keeps on ticking, so.
Yeah, no, he's always been.
He's a tough one.
Chevy Chase always made fun of Gerald Ford, right?
Right.
Falling down and stumbling around and stuff. Yep. Yeah, right. Okay, so George H.W. A-OK. 2016 candidates and the amount of money that is being raised. Somebody took a shot at me. Kenny,
yes.
Do you want to explain the question? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. There's a comment about something I said regarding the Cokes. Do you want to relay that?
Yes. Rich says, not our Rich. says, hey, Doug,
could be
do impart your in-depth knowledge on why you tossed the Koch brothers under the bus this morning.
Well, there are a couple of reasons for me doing that. One of them...
Have you been preparing your speech? Stop it. Come on. Look at her.
But there are two reasons. One of them is personal, and one of them is, I suppose, political slash professional. The first one has to do with the three Koch brothers. Most of you know... that follow this that you only see and hear about the two Koch brothers. It's always the two Koch brothers. But in fact, there was a twin.
They're diet and classic. They always forget about it.
This is Coke Zero.
Yeah.
The fellow that I'm talking about is a guy named Bill Koch, who separated from the family many years ago. One of the reasons that he separated was because of the intolerance that his brothers had for other people's political point of view. The Koch brothers come from the Koch family, K-O-C-H. The father started basically a wildcatter business, and it developed into one of the world's biggest oil research and drilling operations, gas, all kinds of things. They are very wealthy people. The father started the John Birch Society, and thus the connection to the conservative side of things. Well, Bill Koch,
libertarian,
and Charles, yeah, kind of. Charles and Bill are twins. And they are younger than I can't remember the other brother's name.
David and Bill are twins.
David and Bill, thank you. Charles is the older one.
Right.
Thank you, Richie. So anyway, they didn't get along because Bill didn't think they should be using family money to support various political entities.
And aspartame.
To the point that they did. What does aspartame got to do with anything?
Coke.
Keep going. Go.
Right,
go.
Okay. So the rift started about 25 years ago, and at that point in time, the family was worth $6 billion. So they divided up everything so that Bill got $2 billion, and Charles got $2 billion, and David got $2 billion. Well, since then, the company has prospered. And now the two brothers that have stayed in the business are worth about $10 billion apiece, pretty much the same as Donald Trump. And Bill only has $2 billion. So he felt that he was owed more from certain family trusts. It gets complicated, but the point is that they went to court and they've been suing each other for years. They don't speak to each other, and Bill is off on his own little toot. And I got to know him when I did the America's Cup race. Remember, Richie, was I doing that when we first did the America's Cup? And I haven't talked to him for a number of years, but I always thought he was an interesting guy. So I don't like, I throw those two Koch brothers under the bus because I think that they have
Because you have a personal connection
things,
to one.
Right. They said some things about the other brother that just weren't true. Okay, so having said that, then it comes back around to money and corporate entities, whether it's the left side or the right side. I just think it is completely wrong. They are funding some of the more conservative of the, and that's their right to do it. But I just think that it's a great example. What they do, what George Soros does, probably the two prime examples of how so much money gets funneled into the system to be used to help people get into positions of power, and then the power is used to help the people who put up the dough. And that's really my objection to it. So I'm happy to throw the Koch brothers under the bus.
Be it left or right.
It does make a difference to me. I don't care. I think Soros is obnoxious. I think the Koch brothers are obnoxious in the sense. Now, the other side of it is that they are... Will you shut that damn cat up? Oh, my God.
I wonder how long it was going to take.
I'm now having
a new... company of noises
I have a newfound sense of love for cats, but listening to that cat is... Ooh, anyway, so where was I before I so rudely interrupted by the... How many radio programs? You know, yeah.
Well, this all came up, not the cat, but about the Koch brothers, because we were talking earlier about Donald Trump finally filing and that he is worth $10 billion. He's using his own money.
Yeah.
He's not taking any donations.
Right. Yeah.
So he won't be beholden to anybody, be it the Koch brothers or anybody else.
Yep, right. And so that was why I said what I did about the Koch brothers then.
Right.
And that fellow wanted to take me to task. So there you have the answer. Was that a good, complete answer? Does that satisfy everybody's curiosity about my feelings regarding the Koch brothers? One way or the other, I hope it does. I think what sort of prompted me...
For your cat's work day. Oh, my God. Someone killing the cat? What is going on over there?
She notice she's deaf, so she doesn't realize how loud
it is. Doesn't make it go away. She's deaf, so she can't hear herself.
She's deaf, but we're not.
I wish we were.
All right, anyway. So one of the trending stories at DougStephan.com focuses on all the money the candidates are raising and these super PACs and how it is completely destroying our system of government. And so that story and the follow-up to it is at DougStephan.com. And then, of course, we have those first photos of Pluto and the story behind the story there. Now, one of the step-ups here is the reality of Pluto and the planets and weather on these planets. We thought one thing, about Pluto, and now it turns out that the reality there is completely different. There is actually weather that has created an atmosphere around that planet. So I'm bringing you back home here as there is a report today that the El Nino that has been brewing for a while has been sort of a strange effect. It didn't develop for a while, Jennifer, and then it came on weak. Climatologists are struggling with how to classify it. But apparently now in the South Pacific, El Nino is coming on so strong that some people are saying it could be the strongest event, the strongest weather event to affect the planet in the past 50 years.
I say bring it on. Well, yeah, we need it.
It's just the rain.
What happens? It usually peaks in the summertime.
Actually winter. Not to correct you, but
well, if you go to the NOAA site,
it develops during summer, but it impacts us during the winter months, or at least in California, that's when it hits us.
Well, anyway, I'm looking at the NOAA site, predicting a 90% chance that El Nino will stay in the northern hemisphere through the winter of this year. 80% chance it could last through the spring of 2016. Major factor as we look ahead for 3 months. The seasonal outlook suggests that above normal precipitation will be the rule in the West, the Midwest. I'm not talking about where you are, Jennifer. I'm talking about the Northwest, Central and Northern Western states, and then across the Great Plains into the Corn Belt, and then below normal precipitation in the Southeast and the Mid-Atlantic states, Richie, from now. I'm talking about July, August, and September. Whereas we've had a lot of rain in these areas, it looks like it'll be normal in the Northeast. But look out in the wintertime. The influence of El Nino in California in the winter, Jennifer, you said that a minute ago. How do you read the experiences you've had in your life with El Nino, even though this is going to be the strongest one, more than you've been around 30-some-odd years? This is going to be very powerful. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, El Nino has impacted Southern California before, and it's in 1997, I think, was probably the worst one, and I've read that there's been...
Worst means what? What is it? What is it?
It means that there was a lot of flooding and damage,
rain.
Especially in Northern California.
It brings rain. It's a rain influence.
It's all rain for us. That's all it is.
Right.
So that was a bad one for Northern California specifically. This one I had read, because this is a big news, because California's in a drought, so every news station in town is reporting that El Nino is coming and there's relief ahead and, you know, water, 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 but it could be so bad that everybody's going to float away and end up in the ocean. We need the rain. So if this is what's going to bring rain to us, by all means, just get ready
bring
for
it
and be
on.
Prepared. But they're saying this one could be worse than the most, I guess, severe one that in my lifetime, which was 97.
Right. There'd be a lot of wind and rain.
But, you know, they say these kind of things, and then something changes. The weather pattern changes.
I heard the last winter was very mild in Southern California, as we can all attest to. And this next winter is supposed to be the same. That was what I heard early on. Now, this contradicts that. And it said not that it wouldn't be warm and you're going to have rain, but usually in California during the rainy months, January and February, it's 60s and wet. Or at least there's a lot of that. My experience in having gone there for the last 23 winters is that it's not always, it's better than being in New England, but it's not like being in Florida. In the sense that you don't have the warm. But last winter was wonderful. We had temperature 70, 80s all the time, Southern California. It was terrific, if you like that kind of weather. But if you're there all the time and you don't like the drought and you don't want to be paying $700 a month for water, then perhaps this will fix that up somewhat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Genucel, developed from plant stem cell therapy. Take care of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes. I use it. If you have dark circles under your eyes, this takes care of the problem. I'm sure it is.
I need this big time.
Now, there's something new here in terms of Genucel, the new platinum dark cell treatment, powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under your eyes, circles around around your eyes, call today and get rid of the circles and get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment in Genucel by dialing 800-543-9262. Something new to get rid of the things that have been old and you're tired of looking at them. This sale will not be around forever, so call now, 800-543-9262.
Now, Teeth Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's finally time to answer the age-old question, so who talks more, men or women? Whom do you think? The answer, but first the social science of it.
Talk to my baby.
Now, don't believe everything you hear. Some unnamed bias sources have alleged that a loquacious woman uses 7,000 words a day to a man's terse 2,000. Well, new research suggests that's just plain out old false.
I told you so.
Who talks more, men or women? They both blather on and on and on at the same rate. Talk is contextual and dependent on what people are doing and with whom. What's the cheap psychological trick? People won't care how much you talk if what you say has substance and value. So if your talk is chock full of stuff I need to know, talk as much as you like. And you know what? I'll listen. So do you have a question? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. In our People Like You series, we went to the Los Angeles suburb of Burbank and found this 20-something who's found comfortable ways of going green.
You can get an aerated faucet, which will cut down how much water you're using in the shower. You can fill up a water bottle, put it in your gas tank, or you're not your gas tank, your toilet tank.
Well, for many, it is the same.
Water. Yeah, right. Just use less and try to be really conscious of it. It's just a different way of thinking. If you're aware of what you're doing, you'll see these habits that are bad. You know, not shutting doors like the refrigerator, leaving it open. Turn off all your lights when you leave. Power strips, turn them off. It just cuts down on energy.
You picked the right girlfriend.
She's amazing, yeah.
One of us to all of us. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was a two-time runner-up in the AL MVP voting. He won three rings with the Oakland A's, and his Game 5 home run off Mike Marshall clinched the last of those titles.
One out away from the championship by the Oakland A's.
So, where is Joe Rudy now? Joe was part of one of the most famous voided transactions in history when his sale from the A's to the Red Sox was stopped in 1976. These days, Joe does the selling. He's a real estate broker in Oregon. Joe's also a ham radio operator. He competes several times a year with his friends to see who can make the most contacts in a 48-hour stretch. Joe Rudy. What a ham. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Today on App Check, Mini Gore. Help John Gore fill his enemies full of lead. Better than most shooters, additional characters are a dollar each. Mini Gore. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mini.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Today is the 60th anniversary of the opening of Walt Disney World. Actually, no, Disneyland.
Disneyland.
And you know where the idea came from? How did Walt Disney decide to open or to build this theme park? Anybody
know? Heroin party in L.A.?
The no. World's Fair.
Nope. Henry Ford's Greenfield Village Museum in Michigan. If you've ever been to the Henry Ford Museum,
isn't that a fabulous museum?
And you know they were going to. Henry Ford had a great affinity for the area that I live in. My farm used to belong to Henry Ford, and the area from here over about a mile over to the Wayside Inn all belonged to Ford. He wanted to reestablish and did rebuild a lot of the cultural aspects of this area. And he wanted to put what he ended up putting in Dearborn, Michigan, he wanted to put it here, but the local officials didn't want to have this sort of thing here. So he went back to where the cars were being. He said, okay, well, they don't want me to do it in Massachusetts. I'll do it back here. And he did. And then Walt Disney went to visit there in 1955 mm-hmm. or somewhere in that vicinity, and he said, wow, if that works there, why can't I build an amusement park sort of built around the same idea? So if you go to Disney and then you go to Greenfield Village or vice versa, you will see the similarities in how they were established. So I guess it's nice to say congratulations to Disney on their anniversary, the building and opening of Disneyland in Anaheim. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three minutes after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program with Greg Stebbin, joining Jennifer and Kenny and me with the overview of the Amazon. Well, this is something that seems to me to be a little overdone by the news media, called Amazon Prime Day. We'll find out how the biggies are shaking it out with the mid-sized persons and people. So I've said actually pretty much nothing in the last 60 seconds. Other than warm you up for Greg. I'm occupied. I've wasted this last minute of your lives, folks.
Are you hoping one of us will dive in and save you?
No, I don't know. Does it sound like I need saving? I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can save all of us in a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was a two-time runner-up in the AL MVP voting. He won three rings with the Oakland A's, and his Game 5 home run off Mike Marshall clinched the last of those titles.
One out away from the championship by the Oakland A's.
So, where is Joe Rudy now? Joe was part of one of the most famous voided transactions in history when his sale from the A's to the Red Sox was stopped in 1976. These days, Joe does the selling. He's a real estate broker in Oregon. Joe's also a ham radio operator. He competes several times a year with his friends to see who can make the most contacts in a 48-hour stretch. Joe Rudy, what a ham. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Minion!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play. Today on App Check, Mini Gore. Help John Gore fill his enemies full of lead. Better than most shooters, additional characters are a dollar each. Mini Gore. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Man.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
All right, so what the heck's going on here? There is Greg Stemmen is with us. Probably already know that war is scheduled to break out between Amazon and Walmart. This seems rather contrived, do you think?
Oh, totally contrived.
Yes. All right. So Greg is the Men's Health Magazine contributor on technology. What have you found out in your research as to what actually this is all about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You and I are here saying, oh, this is totally contrived. Well, Black Friday is totally contrived, and millions of people with billions of dollars buy into it every year. And now there's Cyber Monday, the Monday after Black Friday, also totally contrived. So why shouldn't Amazon take a shot at creating something called Prime Day? Walmart has now jumped in and is throwing all kinds of insults at Amazon to try to get you to shop at Walmart instead of Amazon. But what I find interesting here is the truth is, in this battle between Amazon and Walmart, Amazon has already won. Because we're talking about Amazon Prime Day, no matter what Walmart does to get attention for themselves. I mean, good job, Walmart. I'm not saying that. But Amazon has already won because this time next year, even if Amazon doesn't have Prime Day, we'll be debating whether Amazon will have Amazon Prime Day. But the word Walmart will not appear in any of those discussions or will be a side note. So we've all been had. Amazon has already pulled it off. It's already been successful. And hats off to you,
Amazon.
It's Christmas in July. And so I got interested in, you know, Amazon is big. Walmart is big. How big are these companies? Let me just throw out a few stats that are pretty eye-opening. Amazon has 154,000 employees. Walmart has 2.2 million employees. Amazon in 2014 had $89 billion in sales. Walmart had $482 billion in sales. And here's the one that I find very staggering. On Black Friday in 2014, Amazon on Cyber Monday, Amazon sold 18 toys per second. 18 toys per second. Walmart on Black Friday sold 1,400 TVs per second. 1,400 TVs per second. That's a staggering number of sales. That's how big these two companies are, and even in relationship to each other.
Amazing, isn't it? Woof. But it just shows you how much hype there is to all of this stuff. 2,000 online rollbacks, yabba-dabba-doo. I thought it was interesting. Japan, according to a story at DougSteffen.com, covering Mount Fuji with free Wi-Fi. Why would you want free Wi-Fi on Mount Fuji would be a question. If you're a hardcore mountaineer, I suppose that's good news. Greg Stemmen here with us on Good Day, hardcore tech guy.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.